Capisco. I know my fate. Now, for the first time, I feel my emptiness as Adam felt his nakedness. Tonight, at an inn somewhere in this city, stands a giggling child who can put on paper without actually setting down his billiard cue, casual notes which turn my most considered ones into lifeless scratches. Grazie. You gave me the desire to serve you, which most men do not feel, then saw to it the service would be shameful in the ears of the server. Grazie. You gave me the desire to praise you, which most men never know, then made me mute. Grazie tante. You put into me perception of the incomparable, then saw to it that I would know myself forever mediocre. Why? What is my fault? Until this day, I have pursued virtue with rigor. I have labored long hours to relieve my fellow man. I have worked and worked the talent you allowed me. You know how hard I've worked, solely that in the end, in the practice of the art that alone makes the world comprehensible to me, I might hear your voice. And now I do hear it. And it says to me only one name, Mozart. Spiteful, conceited, sniggering, infantine Mozart, who has never worked one minute to help another man. Shit-talking Mozart, with his body-smacking wife. Him have you chosen to be your sole conduct. And my reward, my sublime privilege, is to be the sole man alive in this time who shall clearly recognize your incarnation. Grazie, grazie ancora. So be it. From this time, we are enemies, you and I. I'll not accept this from you. Do you hear? They say that God is not mocked. I tell you, man is not mocked. I am not mocked. They say the spirit bloweth where it listeth. I tell you, no. It must list to virtue or not blow at all. Dio ingiusto. You are the enemy. I name thee now. Nemico eterno. And this I swear to my last breath. I will block you on earth as far as I am able. What use, after all, is man, if not to teach God his lessons?